Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Tell me more about what life was like at Liberty School, which is an elementary school that you went to.
Well, there were all 8 grades, and 1 teacher, of course. And usually there was, I think, maybe just about 20-some students. And quite often, there would be 3 or 4 in each grade. Sometimes it would be more or less. So, a lot of work.
How many grades were there?
There were 8 grades.
8 grades. How did everybody get to school? What time did they start in the morning, for instance, and how did they get there?
Well, I think they started at a regular time, 8 o'clock. And, of course, most people walked. Some people rode their horses. So there was a place there, the hitching post, the hitching post, they can tie their horses. But a lot of them walked. Mostly walked, I think. We did, of course.
What happened in the wintertime when you had some heavy snow?
We walked over the snowdrifts.
Did they ever stop school early because of storms and send you home, or?
Well, if it was a blizzard, yes, in the day. If it was bad, sometimes they let school out early so you get home before dark. I think that happens sometimes when they had bad storms.
Is the school year pretty much like it is now, September through May?
I think so, yes. Uh-huh. I think it was about the same.
Do they have ceremonies for moving from one grade to the next of any kind?
Oh, no. I don't remember of any. Of course, at the 8th grade, of course, we had to take a state exam, you know, to see if you learned enough, I guess, to leave.
Or to go into high school?
Go into high school, yes.
Okay. What did they do for grading? Were there report cards, per se?
Oh, yes, they report cards, uh-huh.
They used the additional lettering that they do now, or?
Yeah, well, in that book I gave you, that my 8th grade was, report card was there. I saved it. So I sort of forgot what it was, but it's in that memory book that I gave you, you know. But I think they were similar. Grades were similar.
Now, if you had one teacher for 8 grades, if she was working with one group, what were the other kids doing?
Studying, usually.
And were they being good or were they causing problems?
Well, that depends.
What kind of problems were they doing? What were they doing behind the teacher's back?
Well, I think most of them were writing, or I think she would give things for them to do, to read. Or we had library books. I don't know where they came from, but we did have reading things that we could do, you know.
Now, did you have tablets and pencils and so forth, or did you have slates?
We had, well, I think some people did have slates, but most of the time it was a paper and pencil. But when I first started school, I think there were slates.
How did they sharpen the writing implements? Did they break easily? What were they made of?
I don't know what they were. I don't know what they were made of, but they were, I remember, gray, kind of gritty things.
And then how did you clean the slate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, how did you clean it? I don't remember that. I think you just probably, I don't know.
Use your shirt sleeve? Or did they have rags? Or
I think
eraser?
They had rags. No, of course, no paper towels, or like we do now.
Did they have blackboards?
Oh, yes, blackboards. Okay. And chalk. Up in the front of the school, of course, where she, that was the same. She would write instructions and so on the blackboards.
So they went to the the hours were about the same. Now, if you had lunch time, did you have a recess time, morning and afternoon, or just lunch?
Yes. No, we had recesses, and we'd go out and play tag and hide and seek, and, you know, old-fashioned games.
Did you have any play equipment, swings or
swings,
anything like that?
Yeah, swings. And there might have been something for boys, I don't know. But I remember we liked the swings, of course.
Now, how about restrooms? Were they restrooms inside the school?
Oh no, just old outhouses.
Would they have one for girls and boys,
one
or separate,
yeah.
Or one for each?
Yeah, they were separate. Uh-huh.
They have balls and they play baseball or anything like that?
Yeah, they played baseball, don't they? I think they had, mostly boys played them at that time, I think.
And what was your favorite subject?
Oh, probably reading.
So what were the subjects? Just real basic things? Like reading and...
arithmetic.
Okay.
Yeah, we had rigor up into the, you know, the upper grades.
Did they have penmanship? Did you practice handwriting?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you have special books that you looked at, or were they just instructed off the board? Or?
No, I think we had special books. I remember illustrations someplace, so it must have been.
Now, did you have anything that went along with it, like crafts, or did you do plays, or recitations, or did you memorize poems, for instance?
What
kind of other things did you do?
Oh, yeah, we memorized poems, and we'd have a Christmas program, probably, you know. Wouldn't be very elaborate, but we would.
So that would consist of what, maybe?
In what?
In the Christmas, what would that be of?
Oh, just probably... pageants or something like, you know, not elaborate, but something to do.
And do you have any music associated with that?
I think we had an old organ that somebody would play, maybe. But I don't remember.
So the class would sing, or the audience and everybody?
Oh, everybody would. We'd sing.
It was kind of a community thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually the parents would come, yeah.
Now, the clothes that the kids wore, now for instance, today everybody has to change everything every day, or, you know, have several outfits. What would you wear? Would you wear the same thing more than once a week, or would you have one dress that you would wear all week, or what did the kids wear?
Well, they wore anything they had, I think, wasn't it? There wasn't anything to choose from, and I'm sure that, yes, I know that kids usually, when they came home from school, changed their clothes so they could wear them the next day, because I don't think they had that many to choose from. So they had to,
How many outfits would a girl have, for instance, like going to school in 7 or 8 years?
How many
outfits would she have?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Well, something maybe she'd wear to school, you mentioned, and something she'd change into after school, and maybe would she have more?
No, I don't think so. They didn't have many many different clothes, I think.
Were any of them store-bought? Shoes, probably, but...
Oh, shoes, probably. Well, I think the boys maybe had, you know. But the girls mostly wore homemade things, I think. And, of course, usually they didn't wear jeans, girls, then, as much. We usually just said, I think homemade dresses was...
Now, what'd you wear to keep your legs warm?
Well, we had long stockings.
And they were like... they looked like...
Oh, they looked awful. And we had garters, you know, that would hold up the stockings. And, of course, they were old black cotton stockings, I remember.
So how far did they go up?
Well, the...
past your knees?
Just above, just up above the knee, and the garters would fasten in on, you see. And of course we didn't, the girls didn't wear short dresses, like they wore quite a bit below the knee, the dresses were, you know.
Now, do they ever wear aprons over these dresses to keep them clean when they are at school or not?
I don't think so.
Well, now, when it was really bad weather outside and you were at school, what did you do at lunchtime, for instance, or recess time when you couldn't go out?
Well, we'd probably draw or color or do some, you know, thing.
Did you ever do any ground dancing or anything like that, or was there any room for that?
No, there wasn't any room for that, I don't think.
Now, tell me about the heat. What kind of heat did they have?
Well, big old wood stove, I think. Huge. It was pretty nice, though, because it was, especially when it was cold and we'd walk, we'd be glad to find that big old wood stove to get warm.
Now, where did you put, if your clothes, your outer clothes were wet or something, where did you hang those? Did you have hooks, or did you put
they
had
hooks. Uh-huh. And there was a little room in the, you know, before you got into the big room, and with hooks, and everybody hung their clothes up and took their galoshes off or rubbers or whatever we had.
It was kind of like a mud room then, in a way.
Uh-huh. It was right in the front, though.
Now, what did you have, a little desk or little tables and chairs, or what did you have to
We had
at?
Desks.
Uh-huh. Little desk. Okay. Now, tell me about the teacher. How were the teachers chosen, for instance? And you mentioned it was a woman. Were they usually women?
Usually, I think. Uh-huh. I don't remember.
Single?
It was what?
Single. Were they single women?
Well, it depends. I think, I don't think all of them were. Dad didn't actually single. This one I think I told you about was a young, very young, probably her first school, and the eighth grade boys, of course, were not young. So this one particular woman, I remember she would sit on the different desks and flirt with them.
On the desktop?
On the desktops, yes. I remember that. I think that was my first year, so I was sort of impressed and didn't learn anything.
But the boys liked that. They liked all that attention.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, now, walking and coming home from school, I mean, were there any... for instance, they're concerned with bullying these days. Do you have anybody picking on people and so forth? Were they more protective and getting along better, you think, outside in the playground and to and from school?
Well, there were probably some. I don't remember if ever, you know, any problems, but they were just boys, same as they are now, I think.
Well, now, if you arrived home, let's say, and somebody's been picking on you all the way home, would you tell your parents about it?
Well, probably. I don't
know. And
then
what would they say about that?
Well, they might, I don't know. They might complain, but I've never had anything, that experience, so I don't know.
I was just wondering how involved parents were in the kids' education then, other than going to pageants.
Probably not too much. I think you were kind of on your own.
And if you were sick and didn't go, it just, you didn't have to let anybody know, you just didn't know, they didn't keep two tabs on the kids, pretty much, or not?
Well, I think probably if they missed a day or so, nobody would, if they missed longer, I think maybe somebody would.
Now, would that be the teacher's responsibility, maybe?
Yeah, I think
to contact that parent? What were some of the things other than teaching and disciplining the kids and watching over, I mean, who brought the wood, for instance, for the stove? They had those big eighth grade boys do that? Or?
Usually, uh-huh.
And who split the wood? Or would parents take care of that?
I don't know. I think it would split. So somebody would take care of that, I think. And I remember the boys would usually have a big pile of wood in the back, you know.
Now, was there a sink or was there indoor water and you know, when you want to wash your hands or anything?
Well, there was a pump outside.
Outside.
But you had a bucket of water and a dipper that everybody drank. I think everybody drank out of that dipper. So it wasn't very sanitary.
Well, Well, now, if you wanted a hot water or water for a project or whatever, you'd have to bring it in, and how'd you get that in? A bucket? Inside the school?
I don't remember of any hot water.
Or even any water that you would need in there?
It would heat? I don't think so.
Well, even just wet water to dip clean brushes out or anything like that, well, they just bring it in?
I think so.
Tell me about pens, and did you have ink wells or anything at that school? You hear about ink wells.
Well, I don't think, I don't think we had ink wells.
They had that for upper grades, maybe at other, the high school, maybe?
No, I think we just had,
what did your pen in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their pencils and paper more than.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think younger grades use ink hardly at all.
Now, most people, how do they eat lunch? Most people brought their own?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody.
Did the teacher ever treat them with anything?
Ever what?
Ever make something and treat the students or celebrate a birthday or anything like that during school?
I don't remember of it. I don't remember.
So it was pretty much down to business most of the time.
Yes. A lot of, we didn't have time for much else, you know.
Now, would you work with other students when she was busy, or have groups working separately? If she was busy working with somebody else?
Well, I don't remember. You mean students helping each other?
Uh-huh, right, working together.
I don't remember.
During that time, now that was probably during, before the Depression.
Oh, yeah.
Way before Depression. So a lot of people were farming and didn't have a whole lot, but didn't expect a whole lot. Even before the Depression, was money such an important thing as it seems to be today?
Oh, no.
Now, you mentioned you go to the store for food. And so what kind of food would you have to go out and purchase?
Well, I don't. You mean at home?
Yeah, did you grind your own flour, for instance?
Oh no. Maybe some did. We did.
And the flour came in
flour sacks.
Were those the printed kind?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do with those printed flour sacks when the flour was gone?
Oh, we save them, use them for dish towels, other things. And some people use them for, you know, to sew things. Oh, nothing was wasted, no.
Well, that's different from today. Nothing wasted. What, for instance, in the family life during that time, for instance, a birthday, I mean, what happened at birthdays for the kids? Or even the adults? I mean, were those celebrated and made such a big deal? Were they acknowledged?
Oh, yes. We had birthday cakes.
Did you have birthday parties?
Well, not much, no. Probably, no. Not really.
With other kids, no. Just kind of a family celebration. And then what other, Christmas and birthdays and maybe what other celebrations did you have at home? It was kind of a special day.
Well, I don't remember in grade school. I don't. My memory is kind of vague, I think.
What did they do in 4th of July, for instance, the family? Were they too busy to do anything?
At that period?
Uh-huh. When you were, anywhere between 9 and 14 or something like that.
I don't remember doing much.
Picnics, or did they have a town celebration the 4th of July, maybe, or a parade?
I don't know. I don't remember. They may have had it, but I don't think. I don't know. It was possible. I just don't know.
When they lived on a farm, did they have a big garden? Did they just got the flour and sugar and probably what, dried beans? Or did you even do your own dried beans?
You mean just
for food, staple food?
No, you could buy beans. Yeah, you just sacks of beans.
So then what did they grow at home? What was in the garden, for instance, in the summertime?
Oh, everything. Like all kinds of vegetables and potatoes and all. He grew everything.
So he ate a lot of fresh vegetables. Lettuce, for instance, were salads like lettuce big things?
Well, yeah, we had lettuce, but leaf lettuce, you know, not. Yeah, we had some lettuce.
So, and if the surplus, what did you do with the surplus? Because you planted quite a bit, I guess. So you ate fresh, and then what did you do with
it? Well, for instance, lettuce, they planted at different times. So that, you know, it'd come on. But then other corn and beans and everything, of course you can then. Did a lot of canning. And dry. They did some drying too.
You dried down the hydrators, that's where I was just
out in the sun on a big screen.
So you do fruit that way. Now you had apples, apple trees. What other kind of fruit would you put out there?
Well, we had prunes, I think.
Prunes, okay.
That's about it.
Cherries?
We didn't dry cherries on them.
But you had cherries.
Yeah, we had cherries, but we canned cherries. Mm-hmm.
So you canned the vegetables, the corn and beans. What other vegetables do you have?
Oh, we had the
tomatoes,
beets, and we didn't have as much tomatoes as they do now. You know, we have such nice tomato plants now, and I don't think they raise too many tomatoes.
Did you help with the canning?
No.
Did you watch?
I didn't. Well, not really. I just, the only thing I hated about they didn't have pressure cookers, you know, and so they had a big boilers that they put the jars in, and it was hot, and it made the kitchen terrifically hot, so nobody wanted to be in the kitchen because you had to take 3 or 4 hours to can those jars so that, you know, so you wouldn't get botulism
from the beans.
From
and
the beans and corn.
Oh, corn too.
Mostly
so
beans.
So how many? So in these big kettles, how many quart jars would go in these kettles? These big kettles.
We didn't have big kettles. What I remember is the big. What were they called? Were a big
an open kettle kind
of
thing?
Yeah, long one. What are they? There used to be one here, copper.
Oh, a boiler. They put that on the wood stove.
It would sit on the wood stove. It would hold a lot of jars
and a lot of water.
Oh yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's how they can though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you'd do it about a dozen jars at a time, you see, which is nice.
Well, what kind of lids did they have?
Well, mostly, one I remember mostly were those zinc lids. I guess they were zinc with rubber rings, you know, that you put the rubber around and screw the top on.
Oh, they were not the vacuum sealed that we have.
No.
They were different. And how long would those be eaten? You have the fruit and you can fruit also. You can, what kind of fruit would you can?
Well, anything we could get, peaches and apricots and
pears
or something.
Cherries, you mentioned.
And cherries, I think.
And do you do plums? Or
yeah, fruit? We did. Uh-huh.
Now, where did you keep all those? That must have been a lot of jars of fruit or food.
Yeah, we had the cellar. Kept in the cellar.
Now you mentioned curing of meats and so forth, and some of the butchering. Now, did you raise hogs or a calf for meat?
Yeah.
Or
we raised pigs
and chickens.
Yeah, we had chickens. Uh-huh.
And did you always eat those fresh, or if you wanted to save any of the meat, if it wasn't smoked, how did you do that?
Well, some people had put them down in lard, the pork, but Mother didn't do that.
That cooked and then put in preserved in lard? But well, that's your whole city. So how did your mother do that?
Well, I don't think she did much
of the meat.
No.
And the mincemeat people would make mincemeat that was actually had meat in it at that time.
Oh yeah,
that was part of that.
No, they canned that though.
And that, what kind of meat they put in that?
Mostly beef.
Now, where did you, if you had your hams and bacon and that sort of thing, you smoked, where were those kept?
Well, in a smokehouse.
And that was a separate building.
Oh yeah, a smokehouse.
And those would last you all.
Yeah, that.
So you really didn't have to buy any meat per se.
Practically not.
How did you preserve the beef? Or you just didn't have beef toward the end of the season?
No. Beef was a treat, sort of.
Because there of course no freezers there.
No.
So you just butchered it and ate it, and when it was gone, it was gone.
Uh-huh.
So you had real seasons of lots of beef here and lots of fresh pork, and then the rest of it was smoked.
And we had chickens, of course, all the time.
All the time.
So that was it. Mm-hmm.
And how do people usually do fix chicken? Do you remember?
Well, same as they do now. Later.
Of course, whose job was it to get the chicken and kill it and strip it and so forth? And
oh yeah, well, get the chicken and wring its neck. But so a lot of women did that, but Mother did. I think she was too. Dad had to kill the chickens. But some women did. They could do it.
And then what? What was the next step after that with the chicken?
Well, you had to pick them, of course. They dip them in hot water, and the leaves or the feathers would come off, you know.
And then what was the step after that?
They were ready to. Well, yeah, right. You have to. I think they wouldn't do it right away. They let them cool, you know, because they felt like they didn't want to eat too fresh a chicken. So they put them in the cellar.
Oh, yeah. Let them hang for a while.
Yeah, they didn't want to, or at least we didn't. I think, they didn't want to eat it too, just one that had been killed right immediately.
The flavor, probably. Maybe.
I think so.
And of course, you had eggs from the chickens.
Uh-huh.
Now, what did they? Did they sell anything to help make a lot? I mean, what did they do? Messing your dad was a carpenter, and all that. But did they make any other things for money? Do any other things to make money?
Yeah, sold eggs. Yeah, chickens. They had big crates. They usually take to the store once a week.
Yeah, what?
And trade it for
a market store. Or trade it.
Yeah,
to a store that they would trade.
Uh-huh. Things we needed, like flour and sugar.
Now, but then, how'd you do about milk? You had a cow, milk cow?
Milk cow, uh-huh.
How many?
Well, I don't know, different. No set, I don't know, over the years.
So did they do the same thing with the milk and the... separate out from the cream?
Oh, yeah, that's separated. And if they had several cows, of course, you sold the cream.
And you put those in big
cans,
cream cans.
Cream cans.
Now, tell me about how they did the process of doing that. They milk the cow. They go out and milk the cows. I mean, and you were, how many times a day would they milk the cows for you?
Twice, in the morning and the evening.
And then where would they put the milk?
In the cellar.
Did they have any way to separate the cream from the milk?
Well, the separator did.
So they used those, and then they put it in the cellar to keep it cool. And they would, when they got the cream can full,
Well, sometimes there was somebody would come around and collect it, a truck or something. I don't know what, when, but Sometimes they did that. Some, I
think they sold it to somebody like to make the butter.
Sold the creamery.
Oh, the creamery. Oh, there was a creamery here.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the name of the creamery?
Well, I don't remember.
But they would make, what did they make at the creamery?
Butter.
Now, was that a little lunch counter too, where they sold things? I mean, did they make anything like ice cream?
No,
it was just butter.
Well, they may have made ice cream too, I don't know.
But not a place where you would go and buy ice cream particularly.
Well, they may have done it later, but the first it was just, that's where you sold your cream.
Well, now you lived on a farm later on. I mean, who took care of this separator? I mean, I would think it would be rather messy after being all that milk and cream.
It'd be washer day.
In the barn?
No, they bring them in the house.
And this separator was made of what?
Well, I don't, metal, some kind of metal.
Okay. So, and then it came apart in pieces?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So somebody
had a big bowl that, not just, you know, big bowl that we put them in. That's what you'd wash. And then the thing that, whatever they were, that...
Then who was expected to wash it and have it all ready to go for the night's milking?
The mother.
Yeah. That's kind of like a lovely job. Great big pieces.
We had it here at the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that was how many years later? They were still doing it the same way.
Well, there was a lot of years that did that. I don't know.
Well, now, when did pasteurizing? I mean, we're on the ranch. In town, they had bottled milk delivered and the milkman and so forth. What happened on the ranch? When was pasteurization in? Do you remember? And what that was like? As milk?
Well, they did that to creamery, I guess.
But you drank raw milk here.
Oh, yeah.
And had your own cream.
Mm-hmm.
People have so many things now that they throw away, you know, disposable things for food and so forth. And no dishwashers in your day, I would imagine, except for people. What kind of things did you have in your kitchen that, you know, that you used over and over, kitchen utensils to cook with?
Well, it wasn't any different.
But ceramic dishes and things.
Some what?
And ceramic dishes. You didn't have tin plates or anything like that you used, or cups?
Oh, no, we had dishes. Uh-huh.
Now, napkins. We have so many paper things that we throw away all the time. Did you have things like that, like paper towels and paper napkins and...
Oh, no.
So everything was washed?
Yes. We had big wash, yes. Remember I told you the spar towels, spar sack,
mm-hmm.
were made towels. Well, of course, had to be washed.
Those are your dish towels. You
those
wipe
were
the dishes
dish towels,
out.
Yeah, that we used. No.
And what did you use, cloth napkins, or did people use napkins?
Just for company, I think.
How about tablecloths?
Oh, we have tablecloths.
What kind? Washable tablecloths?
Oh, yeah.
For company?
Oh, no.
What about every day?
Well, we had oilcloth. I don't know. Do you remember
oilcloth
that had a funny backing, you know.
Now, where did you get the oilcloth?
Oh, just make store them in big rolls to store them.
And they had several, how did you, lots of different patterns that you would choose? Or?
Different patterns, and of course you would get, for your different size tables, you could buy them by the yard, and they would be, you know, wider sometimes, but usually quite wide. And print, so everybody had, you remember the foil cloth?
Now, and you wipe those off, and then, when did you decide it was a new time to get a new one?
Oh, when it wore out.
And the pattern would be?
It would get, yes, after the abortion a lot, they would get kind of cracked. And,
but you didn't wash those in the washer, and they were just washed.
No, they had to be washed off with a dishcloth and some soap and water.
So that was, that's interesting. That's certainly different from what we have now.
Oh, yeah.
What else can you think of in the kitchen that was just, you know, just something you don't see anymore? I mean, pot holders, yes. How about stoves? We used to have electric and gas stoves now, so what was the stove like that you would
mention? Well, first an old wood stove, you know.
So whose job was it to bring the wood in to keep the stove going?
Well, everybody. If there were boys in the family, that kind of was their job. They had a wood box, great big wood box, someplace, and so the wood would go in that, and you feed that into the stove.
So they knew how to handle an axe, I would take it, to get
kindling
the right size.
Yeah. And had a big block of wood that you put the wood on and chop it with an axe, you know.
Well, I would think of cooking. Now, did you use that wood stove for heating the kitchen, too?
For heating?
For heating. Did that heat the kitchen up?
Yeah.
So it was really going all the time, except maybe, in the winter time.
In the winter time, yeah.
Now, what did you have heating in the other part of the house?
Well, sometimes a wood stove in there, too. It used a lot of wood. In the all they put big truck loads of wood. Well, you know how the... Our wood shed, you know, would be just full of wood, stacked high wood.
And they go through that all the way?
Uh-huh. In one year. Winter's wood.
Now, when did they transfer over to oil? Oil stoves?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a big thing, or was that available at that time?
Well, it might have been. I don't know. I don't know, you know, it just depends on where you were. And I'm sure they were available in some places.
Mm-hmm. And coal, you didn't have coal.
Oh yeah, some people brought burned coal.
Okay, but you primarily did wood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they would go out, the relatives would go out together and get the logs and get the wood and bring them in. How would that happen, work?
Well, they would go out sometimes. Mm-hmm. In the mountains, sometimes get the wood and haul it down big trucks.
Would they do this as a group? I mean, some of the relatives get together, they wouldn't do that by themselves, would they? Or?
Well, sometimes they would, yeah. Depends.
Crisco, for instance. We use Crisco and olive oil and all those kind of things. What did you use for rendering to cook with and to fry things with and so forth?
Well, usually lard. You see, from the pork,
from the butcher's
pot. Yes. And they had, when they had rendered the lard, they had huge, big vats that they would render this lard, boil this fat out and make lard. So we had several big gallon buckets of lard that you put in the cellar.
Yes. And so you'd use that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, breakfast is such an interesting thing. I was going to ask you about, on the farm thing, what the meals were like. I mean, what did you usually have for breakfast, for instance? As a kid and a young woman on the farm. You know, we're so into boxed cereals these days. What did you guys have?
Well, we often had cooked cereal. You know, oatmeal and wheat, so that cream of wheat, I think.
Okay. And you have more than just cereal?
Oh, yes. Well, it depends, yeah. Sometimes they'd even have potatoes and usually bacon and eggs or ham and eggs. They usually had big breakfast because people worked so much harder. They needed...
What time did they roll out and go and milk the cows, for instance? Before light?
Well, in the winter, yes.
They would come back in and have a big breakfast.
Big breakfast, uh-huh. Yeah, they milk the cows first. Uh-huh.
Now bread. They make their own bread all the time?
Well, I didn't, but Pepper's mother did, of course. She always made huge, sometimes a big pan of loaves of bread, three or four at a time.
you do that more than once a week?
Oh, probably twice a week, I think.
And they slice that for, they have bread pretty much with every meal?
Oh, yes. Everybody likes bread.
And now, even during, I know that during, the, you talked about the haying crews and wheat crews and so forth during the summertime when you cook these big meals. What would you generally cook at that time for these haying crews and these harvesting crews?
Well,
they didn't bring their lunch. Part of the deal was that they got to eat a good big meal.
Oh yeah.
So what did
we
you
have
pick?
Big old beef roast or else chickens or just a regular meal. Depends.
Vegetables.
Vegetables.
And dessert.
Oh yeah, always usually pies or cake.
Now they have what they have to drink.
Coffee usually.
Not water or milk. Or
oh, that well, they drink. They have water, but most of them wanted coffee. Or
now they have that big meal at noontime in the winter too, when the farmers weren't, when they were bad weather. What would they usually have then?
You mean just regular farm?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they didn't not the harvest. There wasn't any harvest in winter.
Right. Well, they still had their big meal at noontime?
Just farmers, you mean?
Well, they
usually have three meals a day.
So there were three big meals a day.
Well, not big meals, but substantial meals.
Certainly not a sandwich and
because they work. They got up early and worked until late at night, usually.
How did they do the wash, for instance? So you said you had lots and lots of washing to do. What kind of washing machines did they have, or did they have any?
Well, first, of course, didn't you wash on a washboard?
Did you ever do that?
No, I didn't. We had an old washer that. Did
you have electricity? How did it make it go?
Well, at home, of course, when I was a girl, we washed just on the washboard, yeah.
Did you do that indoors? Well, of course, in the winter.
Oh, yeah,
in the back
indoors.
Porch.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. In big tubs?
Yeah.
And then you rinse them, and then how did you dry them in the wintertime? If they clotheslined in the summer, but in the wintertime.
Yeah, just hung them around where you could, by the stove. And
over chair backs and?
Yeah, everything.
Do you have a clothesline in the house at all that you'd string up just on wash day?
Well, I think maybe if you had room, I think that they did have things that you could have. Yeah, I think they did.
So they used up those, they used up those calories just working.
Oh yeah.
Doing floors. And
everybody worked harder than they do now.
And everybody had chores?
The kids, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
And now what did you generally have at night, for instance? What it was left over from what, from the big meal of sale or?
We had leftovers if there were any. You know, usually they cook bigger vegetables, big pots of vegetables.
Did they ever do homemade soups?
Oh, yes.
Always have those available?
Oh, yes. It was, yeah, there were a lot of soups.
How about coffee and tea? Is that easily available? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you had milk and you had your own butter. Did you churn your own butter or did you get it at the creamery? Did you keep some back and
churn
your own
butter, yeah.
And they drink buttermilk or milk?
Yeah, I love buttermilk. Uh-huh.
Hmm.
And they make cottage cheese sometimes too.
They make any other kind of cheese?
No, it's all on a river out of just cottage cheese.
Hmm. Do you think of anything else that was different in the food preparation or food eating that was ice cream. Did you ever make ice cream? Or was that ever a treat? Or
well, I think we made ice cream.
The hand cranked kind, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, too.
Now, this is a little off, but the girls, how did they take care of their hair? I mean, they wash it once a week? I mean, bathing, was that kind of once a week sort of thing or not? It wasn't this run in and take a shower as we do now? And how did they get their curls? Did they have permanents? What did, how did they get their hair curly? I've seen pictures of them.
Well, I don't, when permanents first came, I remember the permanents, it was wonderful. I mean, oh, and but when you asked about curlers, we had kid curlers that mother would,
Kid, you mean made out of leather?
Yes.
Kid leather, soft leather? Mm-hmm.
And it was so, and they had, must have wire in them, so you could wrap your hair around these curlers.
The leather part.
Yeah.
And then bring the wire around and attach it.
Uh-huh. So that's really...
Well, now, I heard somebody saying about rag curlers.
Oh, yes, they did.
What are those?
Well, I don't... Mother never did use that. We always had kid curlers. But I don't... If they didn't have curlers, you just wrap your hair around the rags and tie them, I guess.
Them.
But we did, Mother never did that with me. We always had kid curlers.
Oh, you're a step up there.
Yes.
You didn't have any other rags in your hair. And they just were damp, and then you slept in those, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, they were kind of soft.
How often did you use it? Just when you
just when we wanted to. Yeah,
just when you washed your hair in special occasions or whatever. How about jewelry or makeup, or was that around at all? I mean, even your mother, did she have a little jewelry? Did they ever use makeup at all?
Oh, yes, she had. Uh-huh. And she had, she had talcum powder and no rouge or lipstick.
That wasn't considered.
No, that was
cheap.
just for certain, they didn't use much painting up. Or
they have pierced ears then?
I don't know. I think they must have. Mother didn't ever did, but they probably
and how
did.
About when they started to turn gray, did they color their hair? What did they color it with?
Oh, I don't know. Nobody I ever knew had color. Or unless you were a...
Painted lady. Painted lady.
Oh, no, I think you would at least let your hair go natural.
Well, now, would your mother use the kid curlers on her, too, or would she use something else?
Well, she didn't. She just braided. She had long... She never had a haircut. She never... And so it was long, and so she could braid it and wrap the braids around her head, And she had hairpins, too, that usually goes...
And a lot of people braided their hair and let their hair get long. They didn't cut it.
Oh,
bob,
yeah.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. That came into being when? Was it smart to have your hair
short? Oh, yeah.
It
was... When I was little, I don't remember if hardly anybody having cut hair.
Had the boys wear their hair short? Who cut that?
Usually whoever was handy at it, they had barber shears, and somebody would cut their hair at home.
Somebody in the family would cut their hair.
Of course, I'm sure they had shops, barber shops, but we didn't, of course, because we just did it,
everything yourself.
Yeah.
They were economical with three brothers, I would think.
Well, yeah.
That would do that.
That's from there. Of course, after they got into high school, it was different. These are just when they were young,
Now, what did your mother do for, we have television, you had radio, I assume.
No.
Didn't have radio?
No.
Okay, now what did they do in the evening? They just, when it got dark, they went to bed, or did they do anything or even during the day if they sat down and did they have magazines? Did they do reading? Did they have handiwork?
Everybody read, and of course usually the women were so tired at night they didn't. Everybody went to bed early, I think, kind of early,
Well, now was that the time they did lots of crocheting and that sort of thing, and handiwork?
Yeah, they did a lot of handiwork.
Mm-hmm.
And quilting, some people did quilting too.
But not as they do for now for display and hobbies. They actually use those for the
blankets.
Yes. And what about knitting for sweaters and so forth? Did she do a lot of that?
Well, some people did, but Mother never did. You have to be...
With boys, I wonder why she didn't do that. I would think that maybe she She liked to crochet and make pretty things.
Uh-huh.
And she sewed.
Mm-hmm.
The machine, the what kind of, she had a what? Treadle.
Oh, yeah.
Machine.
No, treadle machine, I think.
Made everything on that. And they make their own curtains and decorate the windows.
Uh-huh. Make their own curtains probably sometimes, most of the time.
Now, do they make doilies and so forth for to really protect the chairs or just to decorate them?
I don't know. Or maybe both. I don't know. Mostly decoration, I think.
Mm-hmm. But they're certainly around now. I wanted to ask you if you thought any more about what one of the regrets you have is that you did not get more traveling in during your lifetime, and why would do you feel that you wished you had? What did you gain from traveling? Because you did some.
Well, I just thought it was interesting, yeah, to see different people and different things. I thought, yes. I'm just sorry I didn't.
Because you went to where? The Middle East?
We went, yeah. Well, we went to Europe.
And how old were you then? Roughly.
Well, I must have been 75.
Now, was that your first real trip out of the country?
Well, We went to Alaska.
Before it was a state?
No, afterwards. And we went to Hawaii.
Okay. But this was really just really different languages and so forth. This was the where you were really felt like you were out of your.
That was the only trip I had, yeah.
But so that's what I wanted to ask you, is if that was the one that really whetted your appetite.
Oh, yeah.
And was that because of?
Oh, I just thought it was wonderful to see other people and other country.
That were very different from what you had here. Was that the draw, you think? Because it was so different?
Well, I didn't think it was that different. The people were, no, I didn't think it was different. I think it was just nice. People were nice, it was fun.
Because often, once you start traveling, that you do want to do more of it. It's sort of addictive.
I think it's so.
Mm-hmm. Fun to read about things like that. During the Depression, when you were married or almost married, or in that time where you were a young woman, certainly, and we had great aspirations of going to school and so forth, and all of that happened in that fast, and everyone was in a bad way. How was the attitude of people? I mean, did they talk about it, or did they bemoan it, or what did they do? How did people really act on a day-to-day basis when they were in the throes of that?
Now,
in the farming, I realized that you grew a lot of stuff and so forth, but I mean, the community, what did it feel like?
Well, everybody, if possible, they tried to help everybody.
How did the bank treat people, for instance, after they, it wasn't their fault, but I mean, they were part of the community. How did that go?
Well, there wasn't anything they could do. I mean, they just closed up and there was no money.
How did people react to them? They assumed they lived in the community.
Who, the bank?
Mm-hmm, the bankers. The people who worked at the bank, I mean, were they ostracized?
Oh, no, I don't think. I think they tried to help everybody. It was, during the Depression, everybody tried to help everybody else.
Can you think of any specifics that come to mind that people did to help others?
Well, if they had anything to share, they did it. But a lot of times, of course, there wasn't anything to share.
You mean food, or? Well, we have a lot of homeless here at that time, do you think?
A lot of what?
Homeless people? That couldn't afford to pay the rent or lost their homes
or
whatever?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where did they live? Did they have a Did the churches have places? I mean, how did they take care of them?
Well, I don't know where the church. Well, I don't know. I don't think they had any agencies that would help them.
No, no.
It's just that people just tried to help people. I'm sure if they needed, they probably shared their houses if they needed.
They had extra bedroom. They would take people in. Uh-huh. You mean
mm-hmm.
families in, or
yeah, if necessary. I don't know what cities did, but you know, just areas like, I don't know. Of course, then you'd see pictures of big soup lines. You know, people.
Was that here or more in the cities?
In cities, uh-huh.
What did they do here, I wonder, for the people who were, I mean, were there people come, but the railroaders here, did they have hobos who come in and,
oh, yes, they
and were hungry and so forth?
Oh,
where
yes.
were they?
Where were they?
I mean, did they have camps, hobo camps in this area?
Well, they may have, but here they would just come to the door and ask. Sometimes they would ask for work, so if they could work. But sometimes, of course, they just were hungry, so they had to be fed.
Did you ever?
Oh, yes. Often. Often. Sometimes they would chop wood sometimes. And sometimes they would like to do that, and to have food. But we always had lots of bread and things that you could make sandwiches mm-hmm. that somebody, you know, that would come.
And would they come to the front door or the back door? Or both?
Both. Uh-huh.
And would they just ask for food? Would you bring them in? Would you just give them food
no,
on the back
I,
porch? Or
yeah.
Were you often by yourself when that happened?
Sometimes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have any, did you ever feel uncomfortable doing that?
No, well, no, I don't think so. The only time that you know, when we told you about the fellas that stole the gas out of the garage, that's the only time I know that anybody. And of course, when we butchered, you know, and had the smokehouse there, they'd often break into the smokehouse and steal the.
And these were just transients that were hungry.
No,
think?
I don't know where that. Who did that? Yeah. Who did that?
But now you've lived close to the highway, to a major highway, forever. And spend a lot of time here by yourself, and you half the time probably didn't even lock your door too much, and you'd always answer the door to whoever was there, and you never felt any fear or apprehension about doing that.
I guess not, because I still do it. I mean,
well, it paid off.
I just never think of the, you know.
You just. Apply to the goodness of people or hope that works? Uh-huh. And
I guess so. I just never think too much about it.
Did you ever hear any stories of other people doing that, or did anybody ever say you had to be crazy to do that, or were they doing the same thing? Or
well, I lately, I mean, in the later years, people have told me I was crazy, but never before that I had ever heard it.
Well, of course, they were hungry and coming through before, but now they were have car trouble or
yeah
over the hill. Cell phones cut that down, you think?
Oh, possibly, uh huh. They must because you isn't near as much as they used to be.
Now, you all your life you've lived on the ranch and taken care of those things. But you've also had this music career all of your life, of starting very young and then setting yourself during the 10-year period and being in teaching after that, and you still are teaching. You still have adults and youngsters. They still come to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you just had a recital just last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the recitals you had here, you would do what? Just how would you handle that at the house when you had recitals at the house?
Oh, we would take the furniture out, and we've got chairs in the basement, and just fix a little. And then I would, if I had students, we'd have two in a day, one in 2 o'clock and maybe 4 o'clock.
And the parents
and the parents,
grandparents
would come.
And then did you serve refreshments?
So I think we seated 40 people in that big room. And then we'd have cookies and Time Factory.
And you'd make all these cookies yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they must have been really pleased over all that.
Well, they liked the cookies.
I would guess. Now, when you teach, we have all kinds of teaching ways with groups and so on and so forth. Are you pretty much still traditional, making sure that they hold their hands correctly and they do warm-up exercises and practice technique, and you stayed with that, and you belong to a teaching organization for several years now with other music teachers, and you get together with them for meetings and updates and so forth.
Music teachers,
and you still...
And it's a national, there's MTNA, which is a National Music Teacher Association.
And you still belong with them. Mm-hmm. I remember you used to go to the Oregon conventions of those.
Yeah, and I went to two national, one in Portland, one in Seattle.
Oh, national?
Mm-hmm.
That must have been a treat.
It was. There's next year it's going to be at Seattle again, but I probably won't be able to go.
Well, we'll see about that. Maybe this might work. So you're going to continue to teach?
Just one more year.
Retirement is not in your vocabulary?
Well, yes, after next year.
We'll see. Well, it's been a lot of good years.
A lot of years, I don't know.
Oh, they haven't been good?
Well, it's been nice.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to... Can you think of anything else you'd like to share that you've thought of in the community that has changed or different? Or did farm families neighbor as much with the kids playing with each other?
No. Not with television and all these activities. They have so much more activity.
Well, now, but what did they do then for adult entertainment?
Everybody just...
So they were too tired, they just went to bed?
Well, I don't know. They made their own. Did
they get together, different couples?
They would visit.
And have dinners, potluck dinners?
Oh, yes. Sometimes they did, yes.
Or play cards? Did they play games?
Oh,
yeah,
they played cards. So people sometimes play cards.
Picnics? Do they have go on community picnics? Who had community picnics?
I don't know. I was trying to think.